When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
It's Bing Crosby and the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, and our special guests this evening, a tremendous trio of musical madcaps, the Andrews Sisters. Well, recently, Bing and the gals recorded a Cole Porter cowboy ballad, which has become a current national catchphrase, Don't Fence Me In. And our Quixotic Quartet, having waxed the tune, Quixotic, with such success, wax enthusiastic about doing a reconversion version of it for us here in the All.
Quixotic.
Yes.
Join me.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in.
Let me ride through the wide open country that I love.
Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself. In the evening breeze, listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I wanna ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses, 'cause I can't look at hovels and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
He comes on horseback.
Put down that hammer there. What's the matter?
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see those mountains rise.
Ba bum 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 bum. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses, and I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
No. Papa, don't you fence me in.
Those solid sisters will be with us again later on. But for now, let's latch on to a lad with a line about the larder.
We know it takes close figuring these days to make the ration points tally up. So may I suggest a low point purchase that can help you a lot with the sandwich problem? It's the famous Philadelphia brand cream cheese, rich and moist and delicious. All the spread you need for those lunchbox sandwiches. You see, Philadelphia brand cream cheese puts in both goodness and important food values. Made from milk and cream, it offers food energy, vitamin A, and other milk nutrients. And fresh, delicate flavor, too. Cream cheese with a little chopped pickle. Cream cheese with jelly. Cream cheese with lettuce or tomato slices. Any of these make fine, point thrifty sandwich fillings your war worker will go for. But when you buy that cream cheese, just make sure you get the kind that's guaranteed fresh by Kraft. See the name Philadelphia brand on every package you buy.
Comes now a melody which has always been Grieg to me, but this season it's the hit of New York's popular operetta, Song of Norway. You may have heard it sung on the wireless by one of our juvenile vocalists, but his somewhat successful delineation needn't discourage more mature artists. I shall have a hack at it right now. Strange music in my ears. Only now, as you spoke, did it start. Strange music of the sphere. Could its lovely hum be coming from my heart? You appear, and I hear song sublime, song that I'm incapable of. So dear, let me hold you near, while we treasure every measure, so that time can never change that strange new music of love. Our fine harmonic foursome, the Charioteers, in a reverent mood, bring us a favorite spiritual, Jesus is a Rock in a Weary Land.
Oh, Jesus is a rock in the
weary land, the weary land, the weary land.
My Savior is a rock in the
weary land, shelter in the time of storm.
Rock in the
weary land, the weary land,
oh,
the weary land.
My Savior is a rock in the
weary land, shelter in the time of storm.
I know I've been converted, Lord, I ain't ashamed, cause Jesus is my captain. Well, the angels done signed my name. Jesus is a rock in the
weary land, oh, the weary land,
well,
the weary land.
My Savior is a rock in the
weary land,
well, he's a
shelter in the time of storm.
Jesus is a rock in the
weary land,
oh, the weary land,
oh, the weary land.
My Savior is a rock in the
weary land.
Is a
shelter in the time of storm.
That was very fine, men. Very fine. Mr. Harry Warren, ever a magnificent melodist, has written a great song with Arthur Freed's lyrics. It's from MGM's Ziegfeld Follies, and Jeannie's going to sing it for you. Aren't you, Jeannie?
Sure am.
This heart of mine was doing very well. The world was fine, as far as I could tell. And then, quite suddenly, I met you, and I dreamed of Gail Moore. At dawn, I woke up singing sentimental overtures. this heart of mine is gaily dancing now. I taste the wine of real romancing now. Somehow this crazy world has taken on a wonderful design. As long as life endures, it's yours, this heart of mine.
Very lush delivery, Jeannie. I loved it. It's truly a treat to welcome this evening's triumvirate of happily harmonious hip chicks to the joint, my very good friends and far and away my favorite trio, the Mary Andrews sisters.
Oh, thanks, Bing. It's sure swell of you to include us among your favorites. Or did you mean when we're far away?
Oh, il n'y a pas de quoi.
Yes. What was that?
If I said what I think I did, it's nothing. Incidentally, have you girls a favorite singer?
Oh, yes, I like Andy Russell. I like Dick Haynes. I like Frank Sinatra. Well, shall we go around again, Bing?
Go around again?
Yeah.
I couldn't bear to be out of the money twice.
Who's fourth in there, anyhow?
Mind if I step here and change the subject, Bing?
Pray do.
Well, now that the gals are here, I'd like to find out something I've often wondered about.
Let's go back to the other subject.
No.
Three fellas to sing us, huh?
No, I just wondered if you girls all work together when you make your arrangements.
I work alone. I don't like double dates.
Hello.
He means musical arrangements, dear.
What is that?
Well, Ken, I'll tell you something. It's like this. We knock the jive first by beating our gums. Once we kick it around, we start lacing our boots till we're sure enough stammer in the 8-beat manner.
Whatever became of basic English, I wonder.
I don't suppose jive experts like you chicks will dig the classics.
Oh, sure. I like Mussorgsky. And I like Mendelssohn.
I like men.
Away.
Well, now that you girls have a ranch, I should think there'd be plenty of men around.
Oh, sometimes. But lots of nights the menfolk all go to town.
Gee, aren't you gals afraid out there alone in the desert with the wind whistling and the wolves howling?
Mm-hmm. Well, Bingo, it's just as safe as Hollywood and Vine with the wind howling and the wolves whistling.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Bing, we sure had a swell time when you came out to our ranch.
Wasn't it jolly?
Oh, it was. And if you come again soon, we may surprise you with a lot of very pretty cowgirls.
That's not necessary. You girls know I'm no wolf. Why, I regard all young ladies like a brother.
Oh, brother!
Those cynical sisters, the Andrews, are about to hit us with a tune concerning a treasure as rare as the Hope Diamond, especially when medium rare, namely, one meatball.
He looked the menu through and through to see what 15 cents could do. One meatball, one meatball. He could afford but one meatball. He told a waiter near at hand the simple dinner he had planned. The folks were startled, one and all, to hear that waiter loudly call. One meatball.
You are so daring.
One meatball.
Shouldn't smell from herring.
Hey, this here gent wants one meatball.
The little man felt ill at ease and said, some bread, sir, if you please. The waiter's voice roared down the hall, you get no bread with one meatball.
One meatball.
Oh, over easy.
One meatball.
one meatball was all he had. Now in his dreams he hears that call. You get no bread with one meatball. One meatball.
For tall and lanky.
One meatball.
Feed it to Frankie.
You get no bread with one meatball. One meatball, one meatball. You get no bread with one meatball.
Who said you can't bounce a meatball? Thanks, gals, for a harmonic hamburger that was really reet meat. Let's make way momentarily for a man with a meaty message here.
Tomorrow, many of you homemakers will sit down and count points. Do your ration book arithmetic before planning your weekend food shopping. Well, let me suggest that you reserve a few points for the delicious Philadelphia brand cream cheese as a treat and as a help with those ration meals. And then Friday or Saturday or Sunday for supper, have pancakes or waffles spread with Philadelphia brand cream cheese. So rich and good, so different, that the folks will cheer. And, of course, Philadelphia brand cream cheese is a mighty wholesome treat, too. Made from fine milk and cream, it's rich in food energy, helps supply vitamin A and other milk nutrients. But just let me give you one shopping tip that's doubly important these days. The one and only Philadelphia cream cheese is made by Kraft. You see, Philadelphia is the brand name of the cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh. Kraft makes it fresh daily, near every city market, and rushes it to food stores fast. To get this brand that's always guaranteed fresh, see the name Philadelphia brand cream cheese printed on every package you buy.
I was taken for a sleigh ride in July. Oh, I must have been a setup for a sigh. A mockingbird was whistling a sentimental tune, and I didn't know enough to come in out of the moonlight. So the big romance was only make-believe. Just a sleigh ride on a balmy summer eve. My dreams were safe all winter. And then to think that I was taken for a sleigh ride in July. A mockingbird was singing a sentimental tune, and I didn't know enough to come in out of the moonlight. So the big romance was only make-believe. Just a sleigh ride on a balmy summer eve. My dreams were safe all winter. And then to think that I was taken for a sleigh ride in June.
trios being the order of the evening, we turn now to a Tregay trio of tunes, to a cinematic saga called Rhythm on the River. That charming work, epos on epic, appeared in the great year 1940. It was a great year. Wasn't it, Kensington, my chronologically minded crony?
One of the best, Mr. Coveney, my critically inclined crooner. 1940, the year when Johnny Paycheck lasted two rounds with Joe Louis.
Today, Paycheck doesn't even last that long with Henry Morgenthau.
TKO in the first.
Oh, he takes a dollar very tenderly. Yeah.
1940, and all season long, the Cincinnati Reds, who won the World Series, were going great guns.
Now it's 1945, and the Moscow Reds are moving.
Moving, yes. 1940, economists claim that American women control 80% of the national income.
How do they account for that missing 20?
Don't you know?
No.
Soybeans,
I see.
Psychologists claim that crooners will soon be a thing of the past.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
1940, reformers claim that Americans borrow too much.
Things haven't changed a bit. Yeah.
1940, Franklin Delano Roosevelt's elected president.
You sure this isn't 1940?
Oh, it's really 1945, Bing. But a favorite phrase in the year 40 is still fortuitous today when boy meets girl. Fortuitous.
Clever.
When boy meets girl, especially if they both say, "That's for me."
The light-hearted, gay kind of charm you display, that's for me. Wonderful, sly little trick with your eye, that's for me. What a feather in my hat if I could gratify your wish. Do you like the movies? What is your favorite dish? Please pass the bagels, the tilt of your chin when you chuckle or grin, that's for me. Might as well know that wherever you go, there I'll be. Just make sure you keep your heart alone and fancy free. No one else can have it. That's for me.
In 1940, Irving Bauman, a 27-year-old Illinois farmer, won the nation's corn husking championship, breaking previous records.
In contrast to 1945, when Bob Hope, an alleged entertainer somewhat over 27, swore off of corn but still produced a record-breaking crop of husks.
It was just 5 years ago, too, that Il Duce changed the course of several Italian streams, including the Tiber River.
And since then, the stream of history has made some interesting changes in Il Duce.
Well, it has, that it has. The beginning of the Roaring Forties saw the importation of the following English joke, and I quote, "I say, Crovney, old crumpet, did you take a ball?"
"Why, Kensington, old crawler, there's one missing."
Well, that's one we should have left in Piccadilly.
Righto, chum. Mother always said if you must import an English joke, Piccadilly. Drop the big net. Drop the large, big, open net.
We can even things up by sending them that one back.
We'll trade them even up. In 1940, the world was still concerned with rhetorical questions, such as the one that our Rhythm on the River score presented so pertly, with the Andrew sisters supplying the details. Ain't it a shame about Mame? Ain't it, huh?
Tell him.
Ain't it a shame about Mame? She has only herself to blame. She can't go to the picnics in Hooligan's Grove. No corned beef and cabbage is cooked on her stove. She married Sir Reginald. What's his name? Ain't it a shame, poor
May. 1940, the year in which American historians rediscovered Jesse James.
1945, the year in which Washington discovered Jesse Jones.
In 1940, the Santa Anita Handicap was won by Seabiscuit.
Paid $3.80. I had him in the show slot. I'll never forget it.
The Nazi war machine rolled out of Germany to stretch a one-way blitz across Fortress Europe.
In decided contrast to 1945, the year in which Hitler is discovering that there's such a thing as the two-way stretch.
And in 1945, sweethearts are still making the same promise they did in our concluding Rhythm on the River rondelay, only forever.
Do I want to be with you? As the years come and go, only forever, if you care to know, would I grant all your wishes and be proud of the task. Only forever, if someone should ask, how long would it take me to be near if you beckon? Offhand, I would figure less than a second. Do you think I'll remember how you looked when you smiled?
That's all for the hall this evening, friends, except a word about the job ahead for all Americans. Things are moving good now overseas. The Axis is reeling, which should be our cue to really level here at home. Really knock on it. Don't underestimate the urgent and vital need to stick to that war job and buy that extra bond. And when you write those letters to our men in the South Pacific, let them know that their home front supporters will be in there punching until the final day of victory on all fronts. Remember, even after we make Hitler hit the road, we've got to put the heat on Hirohito. Goodbye for now.
Into the Kraft Music Hall next Thursday at the same time, and our guest will be Sonny Tuck. The Andrews sisters appear every Sunday on their own show titled Nash Calvinator 8 to the Bar Ranch over another network.
Perk up, ladies. Some foods may be hard to get, but it's easy to make others into taste-tempting treats. You simply add tangy golden Kraft Salad Mustard for a surprise touch of flavor. Kraft Salad Mustard adds extra zest to salads, sausage, and sandwich spreads. Zips up the flavor of cooked foods, too. Also, be sure to try Kraft Mustard with nippy horseradish added. They're both grand flavor treats. Add Kraft quality mustards to your shopping list tomorrow.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.